This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars.
Boy, ain't that the truth. At least my beast is caged.
Restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars.
All right, Barnes, we can do a whole hour on this. Maybe you'll join us again next week. I don't want to give people BS. So what's really going on with the fraudulent election? What's the most important stuff that's real versus what's pipe dream? Just in a five-minute summation.
So what's real is Wisconsin appointing a special counsel to investigate the election and ever all the irregularities that took place in 2020 in Wisconsin. Pennsylvania State Senate looking at replicating what the Georgia State of the Arizona State Senate did in auditing their election. The Georgia litigation exposing all kinds of problems in Fulton County and other locations in Georgia and what happened in November of 2020. The Arizona audit moving forward, including the Senate's attempt to particularly get information not only from Dominion but from the Maricopa County, including the mail envelopes. And the reason why that's important is they want to match signatures and see if the signature match that never happened. Nobody did a meaningful signature match.
And you've been pushing for that since the election.
Exactly. It's what I told the president the very first time I talked. I said, if the election is on the up and up, they'll do an independently confirmed, independently observed signature match. No state ever would. No state ever did. In order for Arizona to do that part, they need Maricopa
Instead,
County.
Instead, it's always Krakens and 90-year-old generals, and I'm being mean, and secret files, and it's just total red herrings.
Completely. And it, I mean, for every great crime, you need a great patsy. Dominion and everything related to that in Germany and all that was a great patsy, in my view, to distract people from how they really stole the election, which was the old-fashioned way. They stuffed a bunch of ballots that shouldn't have counted into the ballot box.
And they said, Red Mirage, it'll look like Trump wins, but we'll have the ballots. I mean, they did it in front of us. People are, don't cover up for Dominion, Jones. Hell, I'm not, I don't like Dominion. My point is, you can't prove the CEO of Dominion did stuff electronically, but you can prove they had suitcases under the tables in Atlanta and were triple counting them.
Exactly. People should ask, why did Biden's team put out what margin they needed to win on election day, and when they did not hit that margin, why did they put that number out? Because they wanted their key people to know, oh, we need to add this many more ballots.
Did you see the email out of the election official in Michigan, in Detroit? She goes, oh, thank God you got the exact number I needed. How magic.
That's exactly what happened. So what's happening, so it's still what's good is going forward. One misunderstanding out there is there's talk about recalling electors, all of that. That has no constitutional consequence. The president cannot be, Donald Trump cannot be reinstated president constitutionally. There's no process for that to occur. The only way he gets back into the White House is if he wins in 2024.
Explain that. And I'm not against people that want to have reinstatement. I'm not against folks that want to have a focus on fraud. We need to get all that going. Let's just be honest about it so that when it doesn't happen, we don't look like fools.
Exactly. That this is still incredibly valuable. Because only by increasing transparency, it kind of relates to the vaccine. Joe Biden, when he was running for the presidency, said you should never take a vaccine unless there is complete confidence and complete transparency by the government. Well, Biden hasn't kept his word on that. So by his own admission, by his own demonstration, people should have skepticism about the vaccine.
And we should be able to use that in court. We should be able to use that in court.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm going to be using it in court. Be using a lot of things he said. Like he said, if you got the vaccine, you could not get the infection on CNN just a couple of weeks ago. So now all of a sudden you can. So there's been a lot of misrepresentations by this administration. In the same capacity, we need transparency in elections. And going through this audit process and documenting what happens is important for all future elections.
And let's just say it's not about reinstating Trump. I mean, that's probably not going to happen. What we're saying is it's about exposing the 2022, getting states to pass laws, which is happening, to have a fair, real election then to stop the globalist.
And it tremendously helps Trump if he's going to run in 2024 for people to know what really happened in 2020. So people should look, this has long-term institutional remedies, which is what we need. Just getting Trump elected to office wasn't going to cure everything anyway. We need real institutional reform, and that's what these audits
are. Come back soon and explain that. Come back. Thank you, Robert Barnes. All right, big news straight ahead. Special report. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Author, researcher, Jay Dyers, coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, these videos prove Australia is a tyrannical police state. You opened the phones up yesterday for the nightmare calls from Australia. It sounded surreal. People being picked up, people being taken to FEMA camps, their own, for refusing inoculation. We got calls a year ago it was happening. I couldn't believe it. Then it was admitted on their news that it was happening. Well, the articles at Infowars.com by Kellen McBrain. These videos prove Australia is a tyrannical police state. This is going in and getting out of cities. The police scanning your QR code that you are not more than 3 miles away from home. If not, you are assaulted and drug away. Here is the horrible footage of what's coming to the rest of the world under this UN model. The UN is directing it. Here it is.
Look at this beautiful city of Fairfield. Multicultural hub of Sydney is crawling with military now.
Senior Constable B. Woods.
Michael?
Yeah.
You got me? No good?
He's scanning his QR code to make sure he's allowed to be out.
I know we asked you before you pulled to put your mask off.
I said I don't need
medical
to.
Medical exemption, but then you didn't speak to us any further and you drove off, mate. So
I wasn't detained, was I?
Your exemption, please.
Was I detained?
Huh? I wasn't detained, you know.
Well,
I was asking.
Well, I drove off because I wasn't detained.
I was asking for your medical exemption.
So now you're detaining me.
Wear your mask, you're a cult leader. Cops are the enemy of freedom.
Knock yourself out.
Thank you.
These people are going to be sick.
Cops are their own gang.
Oh, he does.
Look at these cops.
Look at them. They know they stack crap that high.
Welcome to the police state.
Don't play games with us, mate.
I think you're playing games.
You want to change?
I think you're wasting police resources. You're wasting police resources. Mate,
okay, that's all you're
inciting.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
There you go. That's how you win.
That's
how you win, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, boys. In the monastery. I'm building a church here. I think we should come down and give him a hand. Spend the Saturday here. Beautiful church there. No cops here, no lockdown here.
Incredible, look at that. Wow, what a time to be alive. See the full videos. There's more. These videos prove Australia is a tyrannical police state. It has nothing to do with the virus. It's all training you to be a slave ahead of a worldwide financial collapse they've engineered for full control. And what comes next? Well, the cyber shutdown. They've telegraphed it. They've got it ready. And the date may change because we exposed it. But I have from a lot of sources, one of them, Jack Posobiec, but other ones. Jack's always accurate, but I made some calls. They're set to declare basically civil emergency, climate emergency, martial law on the 11th with this EAS alert and all the rest of it. So, woo, I'm telling you, man, this is one hell of a time to be alive. And they're announcing the worldwide IDs. Biden's going to announce the airport checklist. No fly list if you haven't taken their deadly shot that isn't even approved. Nuremberg violating on its face. On its face. I mean, hey, whoa. I'm not happy about this, but at least if we're going to go down in flames, we're burning hot. InfoWars has double the audience we ever had right now, other than right before the election 2016, where you had like 87 million IP addresses in like 3 days or whatever come in. We have 5 million people watching right now on our streams. I mean, it's just all exploding. And the enemy's pissed, too. They can't stand what's going on. But your strength is amazing. Your humanity is amazing. And I love you, and I appreciate you, and I feel your strength. So humanity gets it. And there is a giant awakening happening right now. So all you got to do, the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people watching me on August 5th, just take the live link from freeworldnews.tv or band.video and on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your email, on your text message, say, here it is. Here's the truth. Because it's confirmed. The vaccine doesn't work. When you take the vaccine, they want to give you more. And it's more control because you submit to them. They only intensify their attacks. Now, great researcher Greg Reese has put out a new emergency report. It's live at band.video. I hope you share it. We're posting it to InfoWars.com right now. The digital passport company, literally run by Nazi companies. Here is the report right now.
In a recent video, Polly St. George talks us through her recent investigation of the company Entrust, a company who just recently signed a contract with the United Kingdom to provide digital passports for COVID-19 vaccine tracking. What she discovered was that the family who owns Entrust not only has Nazi roots, but they are in fact a very prominent Nazi family. The family in question is the Quandt family. In 1929, Günther Quandt took over one of the largest arms manufacturers in Germany. He then divorced his second wife, Magda, who then married Joseph Goebbels just 2 years later in 1931. The Goebbels family then became heavily involved in the Quandt family business.
Maybe this was one of those instances of marriage to cement a business relationship, sort of like royalty does, but this is the new royalty. This is the industrialist royalty. This is the globalist regime being born. That's just a guess. Here's some photos from the wedding.
Their marriage took place on a grand property owned by Günther Quandt, where Adolf Hitler served as the best man. In 1933, Günther officially joined the Nazi Party and was granted special privileges to use slave labor. Günther and his sons, Herbert and Harold, staffed their factories with over 50,000 prisoners of war and concentration camp workers. One of their factories even had its own concentration camp, an execution area. The end of World War II had little effect on the Quandt family. A former prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials claims that there was plenty of evidence to prosecute the Quandts and regrets how they were allowed to evade punishment. Not only did the Quandts evade punishment at Nuremberg, Herbert went on as a director of Deutsche Bank, became an honorary citizen, and a czar of the whole German economy. He married Johanna Brun in 1960. They had two children, Stefan Quandt and Suzanne Klatten, Germany's richest woman, who recently told reporters how difficult it is being a billionaire. Entrust was bought by the Quandt family in 1987, has went on to gain contracts in banking and government, including just about every level of the U.S. federal government, and has just signed a contract to provide digital passports for the U.K. The Quandt family weren't the only Nazi industrialists to go on after the war and thrive. IG Farben Bayer is the father of Big Pharma. And this ideology wasn't born with the Nazis. It comes from the Sabbatean Frankist Rockefeller Rothschild banking empire. The ones who mysteriously create money and loan it to us with interest as if they own it all. We know who they are. Many of them are coming out of the shadows and offering us tyranny, and many of us are accepting the offer. And all we have to do to save our lives is say no to this criminal gang of psychotic vampires. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I think if we want to understand where we are today, the crisis that we're in, which is a manufactured crisis, we need to understand historic famous projects like MKUltra. A lot of people don't know the real authentic history of the various MKUltra projects, of which there were dozens, not just in U.S. universities, but all over the globe. And in fact, I'm going to show you some really amazing information in terms of the projects that were done even in Australia under the auspices of the U.S. government, U.S. military, and psychiatric institutions. And when we look at that, we're going to understand how today's medical crisis ties directly into the history of MKUltra, which is a manufactured crisis, this medical crisis, as well as how this leads us into a technocracy, because a lot of people don't know that today's crises come out of psychological warfare strategies and plans. So once we understand the strategy of how the elite have used wartime intelligence and wartime operations on the people, then we can completely decode and understand what's going on in this gigantic global psychological operation. The first thing we want to understand is that MKUltra is a famous series of projects that comes out of wartime intelligence and operations dealing with testing of the mind, mapping and monitoring and completely controlling the mind in order to understand the inner sphere. So in terms of the space race, the idea was let's colonize the outer sphere of the world, of the existing universe. But then there's that crucial inner sphere, right? Freud, Jung, the psychoanalyst, right? They wanted to conquer the inner sphere. Well, the military had the same idea, right? It began with army projects to find a truth serum back in the 40s and 50s. And we have people like Bill Donovan, right? The famous OSS co-founder, you could say, of the OSS, along with British intelligence, to figure out what are the ways that we could manipulate the mind of the enemy, right? So remember that wartime crisis situation, martial law situations always provide the excuse for how we can bypass normal laws, right? And these crises, right, what Brzezinski eventually would call an arc of crisis, right, all throughout the Soviet bloc states in the post-Cold War era, this model of crisis is what you see in every one of the global elite's writings. As you know, I've covered about 50 of them, going book by book by book of the last 100 years of the elite and their writings. Almost all of them begin their books by saying, we're in a crisis. This is the greatest crisis the world has ever seen. And it's all BS. But the pseudo-crisis is actually typically something that they've engineered. Now, everybody knows, I think, about false flags. So that's a wartime strategy that's a psychological operation to paint the enemy, sure. But what about mental false flags? What about attacks on the psyche? Well, that's the domain of MKUltra. And a lot of doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists and even dentists, right, people that you wouldn't expect across the globe were recruited into these MKUltra projects and experiments. And again, it's all over the board what kinds of stuff they did. We don't even know all the stuff that they did. So we kind of have to piece together many decades later what we can based on the declassified documents that do exist, which supposedly are about half of those documents. I think Richard Helms destroyed the other half, seven boxes. There's seven that exist. So there's a lot of great books and materials. One of those is John Marks's book, Search for the Manchurian Candidate. There's a Walter Bowert's book, Operation Mind Control. There's Dr. Colin Ross's book, The CIA Doctors. But what's interesting is that since these books were written in the late 70s and early 80s and 90s, many other books and research has come out that demonstrates a lot more doctors and a lot more projects existed than we knew, even in other countries. And you're going to see how some of this ties into the so-called COVID crisis in a minute. And this is something I stumbled upon the last couple of weeks that I've read most of these MKUltra books. I didn't know this. This is pretty wild. But again, if we go back to the OSS wartime period, one of the things that they wanted to do was figure out personality assessments. Did you know that the personality maps and all that comes out of a guy named Dr. John Ginninger, who was the CIA's MKUltra personality assessment doctor? He's the one that invented all of that personality stuff and classifying people under these hundreds of different types of personalities, right? And he wanted to find a perfectly scientific model of doing this. He wasn't able to find a perfect technique, but he, as an individual, was able to train different CIA operatives and so forth in this technique, which was fairly successful, although it wasn't 100% scientifically accurate. But one thing that sort of predated was the idea of a AI system to predict human choices and actions. And that will actually play into later tech. Because as you'll see, the MKUltra projects directly play into AI and transhumanism. Literally, transhumanism comes directly out of the MK Search, MK Delta, MK Naomi projects that the CIA was operating under at Fort Detrick and other bases, right? And we'll see that it transitions into a biowarfare project. But Bill Donovan said, we need to figure out how to map the mind. And one thing that they did, believe it or not, if you follow my material, I've done a lot of research into the serial killers and how some of them were actually brought into projects that were also probably addendum projects to MKUltra, which would be things like the Phoenix program during Vietnam, where they literally recruited psychopaths, right? Literal psychopaths out of jails, prisons, out of military prisons, naval projects involving this, right? To figure out how to train and create psychopathic killers to terrorize the enemy. A lot of people think that those same projects would have been brought home domestically, right? Under things like MK Naomi, again, MK Search, Phoenix program, where you have the releasing of kind of lunatics in the U.S. to create a kind of domestic destabilization program that's a psychological warfare operation. Tom O'Neill, for example, just put out a recent book chronicling the history of Charles Manson, his connections to the CIA, different CIA figures, and organized crime. There's substantial evidence to suggest, as I've said for a long time, that Charles Manson himself was essentially a product of some of these mind control experiments. We know that the Unabomber, right, was connected to MKUltra. He volunteered for these. It's actually listed in his obituary. And yes, Chaos has a lot of substantial evidence that demonstrates this. I believe Tom O'Neill's even been on Joe Rogan talking about that book. But if we go back to the MKUltra projects, it's not surprising, given that even in the days of Bill Donovan, he said, what we need to do is find loonies, quote unquote, loonies, literal loonies, psychos and freaks who wanted to spy on and surveil, right, and be involved in voyeurism, right, watching people. They would recruit loonies to do a lot of surveillance work. And not only that, they wanted to set up a specific program. And guess who was involved in this? AT&T. AT&T helped the early OSS set up a really intricate psychology assessment program whereby personality assessments would become a new field of interest and research itself under American Psychology, APA, these different institutes, right? And this was set up at the University of California at Berkeley, connected to the CIA and OSS through a figure named Murray, and this would later be the brainchild of Dr. John Gittinger. So, again, remember the early stages of the OSS and MKUltra were connected to corporate Fortune 100, AT&T, helping to set up these labs and these products at public state universities, So these are not independent spheres. Oh, there's the corporate sphere and there's the state, and these are two. The libertarian, you know, they're going to balance each other out.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This independent alternative spearhead operation against the enemy by getting the products in the InfoWars store. You can also support me by going to jaysanalysis.com and subscribing to the vast archive of hundreds of talks and lectures over the last 5 years, encompassing all of this kind of material and much more. Now, we were talking about the OSS original plan to map the mind, right? to understand the human mental domain and then to control it. And we were talking about how the early studies involved things like researching entheogens, right? Gordon Wasson, J.P. Morgan's man, went down to Latin South America and found the correct mushrooms that could be these then synthesized and turned into these various LSD-type drugs, these various hallucinogens, that the CIA would then kind of let loose in various counterculture projects in the 1960s through their operatives like Tim Leary, Terrence McKenna, and others. And yes, Terrence McKenna was a huge operative. It's very obvious if you go and watch his materials. If you watch Terrence McKenna, for example, in his lectures where he talks to the mushroom, Terrence McKenna says that the mushroom says we need to have less babies in the West. There's too many babies. So please listen to the mushroom God and stop having babies. That's literally what he says. Go watch the mushroom video. Now, why was he saying that? Because guess what? It's all the same plan. All of this stuff is not just transhumanism. It's not just cultural degradation and mind control. It's also intended to toxify the culture so that you don't reproduce. That's it. That's the whole game plan here. You don't reproduce. The elite will then take that technology, become divine, or so they think, right? Download into the monolith. That's what 2001 is about, right? Alex did a great show this week talking about the long-term game plan of the tech elite, the transhumanists, which is, if you watch 2001, don't forget to also watch 2010. Now, it's not that great of a movie. It's a pretty bad follow-up. However, the meaning and message of 2010, which is then followed up by 3010 by Arthur C. Clarke. And as Alex was saying this week, Clarke was hanging out with Crowley and a bunch of the creepers, right? The message of 2010 is that the Cold War was a dialectic to spur on the next phase of humanity into the fourth industrial revolution, which is the next type of civilization, literally Star Child level stuff. They want to be Star Child. They want to be gigantic, creepy, floating babies in space, nuking planets. Literally, that's the plan. And I'm not joking. Now, going back to MKUltra, we're going to get there. Okay, we're going to get to MKUltra. And I got to tell you something crazy about the MKUltra projects in Australia. Right? I got some crazy stuff, mate, about MKUltra in Australia. They're talking about cannibalism, mate. Crikey, it's going to be wild. Hypnotism, mind control, disassociation, depersonalization. What are we seeing in some of these, shots in the research? The stabbies, depersonalization, prions. Guess where that comes from? Biowarfare research under MK Ultra. Yes, literally. So they didn't just want to figure out how to map the mind, how to split the mind. And all the way back in the 1940s, Dr. Estabrooks had the ability to hypnotize susceptible people to become hypnotic couriers. That's where we get the sort of pop culture imagery of things like Manchurian Candidate, the Frankenheimer book, right? The programmed MKUltra assassin, that kind of stuff. If you've never seen a movie like La Femme Nikita, right, the Luc Besson movie, it's a great example of this, where you have basically a government, a secret government project that brings in psychopaths, right? Nikita, the girl that they recruit, is this psychopathic drug addict girl off of the street. They take her to an underground base. They spend about 4 years training her, not just in assassination attempts, but in also becoming a honey trap. There's a Ghislaine Maxwell type woman that works for the state to train the girls to become sex operatives. Very revealing movie. And then they send her out. She's under total control to do whatever the deep state, the government, the Secret Service wants, right? It's a great film, highly recommend it. And it's not so much that there's all of these programmed assassins, that does exist. But remember, all of this research from the MKUltra projects, from all this wartime psychological warfare operation stuff, wasn't so much about individuals being mind controlled, the Hollywood image. It was actually about using all of that research and that data upon the whole society. So remember that whatever is true of the microcosm, the individual, can be extrapolated to the macrocosm, the society as a whole. This is an ancient Platonic principle, right? Plato said that the city-state is like a man. It's like a guy. It's like a big body of a dude, right? In our society, it would be a really big dude, right? Because everybody has a really bad diet, right? So in this system, Plato thinks that there's a three-tiered structure that the elite, the philosophical elite, the technocrats, that's his idea, they represent the mind. The guardian class, the warriors, represent the heart because they have courage, the virtue of courage. And then the workers, the proles, they represent the body, right? Because they're out there doing the hard labor. And he thinks that the whole society is like a body, like a big dude, a big guy. And that whatever you learn about the individual, you can then take that information, whether it's positive research that can help, or warfare, mental psychological research, you can weaponize that, and it can become an attack on the entire population. So Plato is important for this kind of stuff. Plato is one of the first mind control operatives. We think of the allegory of the cave, as you see here, right? What's the point of the allegory of the cave? Is that you can train the people that they will actually love their servitude, Aldous Huxley, and they will want to stay in the cave. They will want to stay transfixed by the shadow images dancing on the wall. They will love their chains. They don't want to leave the cave. And the guy who's left the cave to see reality, the Socrates, the Jesus, and Alex Jones. I'm not trying to equate everybody. I'm not saying Alex Jones is a Socrates, is a Jesus. I'm just saying that archetype, that image of the guy who comes to tell you the truth, whether it's about the Kufid nonsense that we're undergoing now, or whether it's about, you know, Christianity or whatever, typically the message of the apology, the message of the allegory of the cave is that a lot of people don't want it, right? You can entrain people such that they will love the servitude, that will be addicted to their passions. And guess what? All of that CIA MKUltra research, which John Marks has a big essay about, John Gittinger and the personality assessment systems, that was all about mapping human desires and controlling people through their basic needs and desires. I've heard Alex for years mention learned helplessness, and I didn't even realize. I just thought this was a term that, you know, that Alex is always repeating as a kind of helpful way to encapsulate how they put everybody into this arrested development state. I didn't realize that learned helplessness actually comes from Dr. Abraham Maslow, who was an MKUltra doctor. Yes, MKUltra is who the project. That's what came up with the idea of learned helplessness. And the idea of weaponizing your base desires, again, something Plato understood, that the masses, the proles, can be controlled through food, sex, fear, security, housing, basic desires. The technocratic model has just adopted every pattern of control system in history that actually worked. They don't care about the ideology except for a few things, transhumanism, Darwinism, depopulation, those things are the keys, right? Everything else, all they care about is what works, okay? So Platonism, democracy, because democracy is about controlling the base desires through the masses, the collective, communism, socialism, anything that works in those systems, including monopolistic capitalism, including Sovietism, including Western neoliberal degeneracy, all of those things, they just take what works and they put it into a giant ball of technocratic glob system, the blob system. That's what we're being integrated into, the blob. Go watch the blob, same principle here, right? And it all comes out of this OSS, MKUltra, mind control, personality assessment control systems. Yes, exactly what you see in these tyrannical regimes. Guess what? It's the same here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. If you're interested in this kind of information in a full-on book format, you can also buy my books at jaysanalysis.com in the shop, and you can sign copies. Don't get those from Amazon. Get them directly from me. Please don't support Jeff Bezos. So let's come to this conclusion here. We were talking about the manipulation of fear in society through the hierarchy of needs, where you learn helplessness, to put you in a state of perpetual fear. You probably heard David Icke talk about this in his videos. He's correct about this, right? The control of the human, right, is through his base desires. And this was something that they mapped out in terms of all these MKUltra doctors and researchers, many of whom I didn't actually know until very recently, were just sort of main people who thought were mainline doctors, psychologists, people who pioneered things like positive thinking, positive Buddhism. Those all actually come out of the MKUltra projects. In fact, there's a famous character by the name of Sir Gustav Nassal, who I think was a Nobel Prize winner. He's very famous in terms of immunology. Guess what? He's directly connected to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and he was
connected to a lot of these operations in Australia over many decades involving MKUltra research there under the various universities, the various psychiatric institutions. And another key figure in the MKUltra operations in Australia was Leonard Huxley. Yes, there's another member of the Huxley family you probably heard about, Aldous and Julian. Well, they had another apostle who went forth to spread that satanic gospel to other countries like other continents like Australia. And Sir Gustav Nassau, not only Sir Gustav Nassau, but also Leonard Huxley, a bunch of other famous doctors there. Dr. Ronald Taft, Dr. Robert Goodnow, Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, Dr. John Philip Sutcliffe, William Sargon, Robert Heath, Dr. Hans Eysenck, Dr. Harvey Bailey, Gregory Bateson, Margaret Mead, Dr. Kurt Lewin of Tavistock. Yes, so direct connection between Tavistock and MKUltra operations in Australia. And what we find out is through different fronts, like the Human Ecology Fund and Air Force Biowarfare Research down there, they found a perfect way to continue eugenics research, Dr. Eysenck, Sir Gustav Nassau, by studying certain tribes. Can you guess what they wanted to do through studying tribes? This blew me away. One of the things they wanted to do was set up a base in Australia to study Aborigines and people in Papua New Guinea. And the reason they were so interested in Papua New Guinea was that they had discovered a certain kind of thing that happens when you eat people. It's called Kuru disease or mad cow disease, prion disease. That was discovered through studying cannibal tribes under MKUltra biowarfare projects. These projects were connected to the Jason Group, which you probably heard about before if you listened to my talks on DARPA and the RAND Corporation. A lot of elite technocrats, scientists, mathematicians, and engineers involved in the Jason Group. Well, they said, you know what? There's an interesting way that eating people kind of makes you go nuts, kind of causes you to do a lot of weird things. You go crazy. You turn into a kind of zombie. You turn into, right, a shaking neurological mess. And I'm not trying to be crude here. This was under the auspices of eugenics research. But as we all know, after World War II, eugenics research got a bad name, so they renamed it these other projects. Just name it something else, right? A simple sales pitch, bait and switch. And so the American Eugenics Society, all these different characters, were interested in figuring how to weaponize Kuru mad cow disease. And who are the people involved in this? People on the Gates Foundation, like Sir Gustav Nelson. Do you see what's going on here? This is a biowarfare thing that they figured out through MKUltra research, mind control, which, keep in mind, it's not just about, again, splitting your personality, causing dissociation. That's part of this. That's part of what toxic pop culture does, literally, is to create a dissociative state in the consumers of pop culture. I'm consuming, right? Pop culture is intended to destroy you. And so it's weaponized. But it's also, these projects are also interested in genetic destruction, genetic research to destroy genomes. And so what they did was they would recruit the best and the brightest of the scientific elites through Fulbright scholarships, headed up by people involved in the CFR, people like Elihu Root. And remember, all these people are 100% eugenicists. They're all into dysgenics, which is the weaponizing of genetics to destabilize populations, to reduce populations, ultimately, as we know, to achieve ZPG, zero population growth. There's even a dystopian movie in the 70s called ZPG, zero population growth. Why were they putting this stuff out? Because that's the plan. And so the mutations and the neurological effects of the biowarfare programs under MKUltra would just manifest into something else that would morph into MKDelta, MKSearch, and biowarfare research. And that way it was no longer something, seen as taboo. It's no longer Nazi paperclip stuff. It's something else. And guess how many paperclip scientists went to Australia? 127 Nazi paperclip scientists ended up in Australia doing this kind of research. Now, it's not just Nazis, because the Soviets had their own projects, their own PSY, P-S-Y, studying occult, studying mind control research. There's a great article by my friend Mark Hacker called The Soviet PSY Spies. They were doing the exact same thing. And guess what? The Soviets took in Nazi paperclip scientists, as did the British, as did the United States. So don't be fooled into the dialectics of the wartime period, because the overarching plan was about the erecting of a global technocracy and the setting up of entities like the United Nations, UNESCO, connected to people like the Huxleys, connected to British intelligence, all working with people like Dr. Hans Eysenck, famous geneticist. And guess what? Dr. Hans Eysenck, the famous geneticist, was working on MKUltra subproject 111. And this was dealing with multiple personality DID research. So they've been at this for a long time, and they're not just studying MPD DID to help old people with Alzheimer's. Okay? These people want most of the planet dead. They don't care about your health, right? Health for them means you dying. So yes, in a sense, they care about your health because your health needs to end, right? When your health ends, the planet is healthy, you see. Harry Bailey, if you want to get an idea of one of these people, I mentioned Dr. Harry Bailey, one of the MKUltra doctors. Guess what? He's a serial killer. Yes, a famous serial killer. Not just MKUltra doctors studying serial killers. One of the MKUltra doctors is a serial killer. I mean, I've been studying serial killers for a long time. I didn't know this. Okay, I just found that this was like, what? Is that crazy? It's always 10 times crazier than you think, right? Dr. Harry Bailey runs this big mental institute testing out mind control projects and death research, basically. And he ends up like killing most of the hospital, the mental institute. So he's classed as one of the famous serial killers. Go look him up. He's connected to all these other MKUltra. These people are just psychos. And remember what Bill Donovan said, Les, we want to recruit psychos. We want to recruit loonies. In fact, in John Marks's excellent analysis of the MAPS program, Dr. John Gittinger, again, the personality assessment guy, they eventually got to the point where they had it down to a science as to how to conduct the entrapment operations to compromise basically anybody. All they had to do was find out their greatest fears, their greatest weaknesses. And if it was sexual stuff, give them whatever they want. They had a stable of hoes, literally a stable of thoughts, stable of hoes, ready to go to work to do whatever they were told. And they would do it for like no money at all. And basically anyone could be compromised. And so what they learned from this was how to recruit psychopaths and deviants to run the system or to be the tools of the system for total control. So again, total psychos, deviants, serial killers, MKUltra doctors, that's who runs the system. This is public information. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is all academic research that I'm looking at here. This is Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. Be sure to subscribe to my public stuff, my socials.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.